issues. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hi, folks. Tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Relive Lifestyles program. I'm David Leeds. Hear from people throughout the country who have achieved tremendous control of their health and finances through the balanced nutritional products being offered by Relive International Worldwide. Tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. on WCNO for the Lifestyles program. More information is available at 1-888-871-8734.
5th Street Pharmacy of Okeechobee is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Longtime pharmacists Blair Coolwin and Tom Bimbo, along with their dedicated staff, pride themselves on fast and friendly service, providing you a pharmacy experience with the personal touch that you deserve. 5th Street Pharmacy is located on the corner of Northwest 5th Street and 2nd Avenue, behind Napa Auto Parts. Most insurance plans are accepted, and they provide a drive-up window for your convenience.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
The Bible talks about the seed that's sown in good soil, and when the seed goes in the soil, it dies, and life begins to spring up from the seed. I mean, understand that this is a picture of our lives. That's what Jesus was teaching in the parable. He's talking about us dying and dying to ourselves and being born again and becoming something new and actually becoming that thing that God wants us to be. So in the church, we talk a lot about sowing seed, don't we? Talk a lot about reaping. We talk about sowing, which is the planting of the seed. We talk about the harvest, which is the reaping or the gathering of the seed, the gathering of the fruit. And we gather the fruit and we gather the harvest from mature plants, don't we? Because a little seed ain't going to produce no fruit, is it?
Yeah.
We do it from the mature. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
Now, how many of you realize that there is a season between the planting and the harvest? The seed don't just automatically become a full plant with fruit on it. There is a growing season. Everybody say growing season.
Growing season.
And it's the most crucial season for the crop. This is where everything can fall apart. It's the season of growth. It's where everything can come together or everything can fall apart. From the time the seed goes in the ground to the time of the harvest, there's something that's taking place. There's a transformation that's taking place. And it's going to cause the crop to either come in or it's going to cause the crop to fail. It's either going to bear fruit or it's not going to have any fruit. It's the season of growth. Somebody say season of growth. Listen, one of the things that the Lord's been putting in my heart is that we have plowed new fields here at Truth Church. We've turned over some soil that was very hard. We've planted seed. We've planted some seed on some really good soil. We planted seed on some stony ground, some in the weeds. And we've planted seed all over this community. We've been sowing. For years we've been sowing. And I believe that the Lord has been speaking to me over this last period of this season that we are moving into this season of growth in this house and the season of growth in this ministry. Come on, are you here today?
Yes.
Are y'all ready to do some growing?
I'm ready.
How many of you know that when you start something, there's some fields that have to be plowed up?
Right.
You got to turn the ground over. Come on, there's hard work that goes into the planting season. You can ask any farmer anywhere in this country, is it easy to plant? It's hard. You've got to toil the ground, amen? And it requires hard work to cultivate, to fertilize. It requires hard work to water. It requires hard work to protect the crops from insects, to protect from bad weather, to keep the field. How many of you got to pull the weeds? Because it'll choke the plant out. Somebody say it takes hard work. I want to declare to you, we're moving into a season of growth. Can I just testify to you this morning about our season of planting and our season of sowing? I believe for the last 3 or 4 years, we have plowed up the field. And we've been planting seed. And we're starting to have some things grow in the midst of this ministry like never before. For some of you that have just come on in the last few months, I want you to understand something. We are living in the midst of a supernatural miracle taking place in this ministry right here at Truth Church in the middle of one of the worst economies in our lifetime. we are seeing miracle after miracle after miracle. We're here. We're making progress. We're impacting hundreds of lives every week for the gospel. And it's been bad. I'm telling you, how many know the economy's been bad? I mean, gas is almost $4 a gallon. It ain't cheap. Huh? We all making the same amount of money when gas was $1 a gallon. Am I helping anybody?
Yeah.
It's tough out there. But can I just testify to you that not only have we seen growth in the area of our ministry, the Lord has sustained us in this economy.
Yes.
He's kept us. Amen. Lord. We've had miracle after miracle. When everybody said it can't be done, you're crazy, don't do it, sell the thing, put it out of its misery, move on. I'd be glad we didn't do that. We wanted to expand the school and the preschool. We didn't have the room to grow. It looked hopeless in the natural. But praise God, He's not just a natural God, He's a supernatural God. Come on, somebody. I said He's supernatural. In the last 4 years, we've seen financial miracle after financial miracle. And I want to say for those of you that have been faithful to give, God has taken what you've given and He has multiplied it. He has blessed it and He has put it out in this ministry. And we have seen the fruit of your giving and the harvest of it return back in the resources of this ministry. God has blessed. Amen. And He multiplies it right before our eyes every day. Huh? We've seen our enrollment explode over the last 2 years in the school. We have a high school football, full contact football team in our school. Oh, I'm excited. I'm the only one excited about football, I guess. Come on, is anybody seeing the miracle here? In the last 3 years, we've built 7 new classrooms to expand the school. We moved our sanctuary into this building back in 2010. And now, are you ready for this? Just this week, God added 6,000 square feet to what we already have. Yes, it's true. We are now in possession of the Firehouse Youth Center. Amen. And we're only a few months away from owning the place. Now, I know that might not mean much to some of you, but it means a whole lot to me because of the vision that God has over this house.
Thank you, Lord.
We're getting ready to explode in summer camp, y'all.
Amen.
Summer camp. Not just kids camp from our school. Summer camp. God has worked it out where we have. Let me just tell you what God's worked out. We're going to be offering summer camp to kids all the way up to junior high school for $55 a week. That includes their breakfast and their lunch, all their field trips to the camp, except for one field trip, to the camp, and have them all week long. Victor and I was walking around the mall looking at all the other camps. All the other camps, the cheapest other one that they had there was $75 a week. Most of them were $100 or $125 a week. We're doing it for $55 a week because God worked a miracle.
Yes.
And we also got the firehouse. Somebody leased the place 3 months ago, went in there and gutted the thing, painted it, put pool tables in it, ping pong tables, then decided they didn't want to do it and left everything for us. Come on now. God wants to do something in this next generation. Someone says, well, what's the purpose of Truth Church? The purpose of our church, our philosophy is to reach this next generation.
Yes.
We're only one generation away from losing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's up to us to pass the baton.
Amen.
It's up to us. Somebody say, it's up to me.
It's up to me.
What I want you to see is we had a sowing season, a planting season, and we've invested in this crop, and we've invested in the families of this house. That's our crop. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to stop sowing. We're going to keep on sowing through this thing, but we're moving into a place of growing, into a place of expansion, and it's going to take a lot of help. You must be called to be here.
Amen.
The days of Sunday morning, what me seeing you only on Sunday morning, have come and gone.
Amen.
I'm challenging you to get plugged in.
Amen.
I'm busy, Pastor. I'm working, Pastor. I got this going. No. If we are going to reach this next generation, God has called us to give our lives away. Are you really willing to give your life away, or are you just content to show up for church on Sunday?
Amen.
Are you willing? That's my challenge. Are you really going to lay it down? Are you going to take up the cross, follow Jesus Christ, and impact this next generation for the sake of the gospel? That's what God has called this ministry to do. That's what He wants us to do. Amen?
Yes.
We are purposefully switching gears from a planting into a growing season. And I'm telling you, when the harvest comes in, we are going to have a feast.
Yes. Yes.
We're going to have a feast. We've had good word here. We've had good worship here. We've had the presence of God in our service. We've laid the foundation and we've sowed in this place. We sowed the field for great growth. But I really believe now the Lord is saying, it's our growing season. It's our growing season. And what He's going to do here, we're going to sit back and we're going to go, how did God make that happen? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how He got us where we are right now. I really don't.
That's the fun part.
Amen. I don't. Somebody say it's time for the growing season. And it's not going to be easy. We're going to need leaders. We're going to need volunteers. We're going to need people that will stand up and say, I'm not going to sit down and shut up. I'll teach. I'll preach. I'll lay hands on. I'll drive the bus. I'll show up for these kids. I'll volunteer my time down at the summer camp. I'll do whatever it takes. I'll give them the gospel. I'll pray with them. I'll pray with their parents. I'll build relationships with their parents. I'll get them plugged in. Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We have to take care of the crop. Come on, touch somebody and say, I've got to take care of the crop. How many of you understand when the crop starts growing, that's when you have to be careful to maintain the crop?
That's right.
You don't let it just grow. Come on, isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
You don't just say, well, I'll put the seed in the ground, it'll be fine. It'll be okay. The crop has to have the right environment to grow in if it's ever going to produce a great harvest.
Yes.
If we're going to create a great harvest, then we have to create the right environment for it to grow in. Amen?
Yes.
And I believe that Truth Church is the right environment.
Yes.
I believe that our school is the right environment. I believe that our summer camp is the right environment. I believe that our preschool is the right environment for great growth. And we will see it if we will take care of the crop. How many know there's some natural enemies to the crop?
Oh, yes.
There's some things that go on that are very flesh-oriented. Oh, pastor's going to go down that road. I know. I can hear it now. Yes, there are things in our flesh that will kill the crop. We've got to be careful to take care of it. There are insects that come in and devour the crop before it can ever produce its fruit. Insects like gossip.
Yes.
Insects like bitterness.
Yes.
Insects like ambition.
Yes.
Insects like unforgiveness. And when we identify those insects, we have to get into the pesticides of the Word of God to eradicate it out of our lives so that we can take care of the crop. How many of you understand this morning that gossip is the primary reason for discord?
Yes.
I'm going to try that again on you. Gossip is the primary reason for discord. Huh? Is everybody all right?
Yes, sir.
And gossip and discord and bitterness and unforgiveness will kill a crop. I have seen more churches destroyed, more churches split, more ministries die because somebody got upset and went around town running their mouth and putting down the ministry because everybody wants to hear bad news, but nobody wants to hear good news. And people would rather believe a lie than believe the truth.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destiny.com.